We'll now hear City of Bellevue versus Best Buy Stores. Well, we're going to start the time. Now, who is starting here?
I would be starting.
All right. Well, I'm going to start your time running. How much time did you want to reserve?
Just 1 minute, please.
Okay.
May it please the court. Jerry Lutz for Best Buy Properties. The tenant of the store in this case, that a portion of which is being condemned. This is a very straightforward case and presents a very interesting question, I think. The evidence is undisputed that the city building a four-lane road will provide all the traffic functionality that the city wants or needs unless and until the Best Buy store is gone. The Best Buy lease lasts through 2043, which is beyond the city's planning period of 2030. And when the fifth lane is needed, and it would be needed, I'm sorry, I did this incorrectly, to support what is called the urban village concept, the developer of this urban village could be required under both city code and supported by all the constitutional cases to dedicate the property for the fifth lane and to build it. So the question is, if it's uncontroverted from the city's own acting transportation manager that they don't need a fifth lane, what does necessity mean in the Constitution? Can the council just say we're building five lanes anyway, and we're going to require that we're going to take it through court because the owner doesn't want to give it to us?
Doesn't the council outrank the other guy that you mentioned?
Excuse me?
Doesn't the city council outrank the other guy?
Oh, absolutely. He works for them. He absolutely works for them, and he has given them his professional opinion, analyzed by all the traffic experts, that they do not need a fifth lane. In order to condemn, there must be both a public use, that's the road, and there must be necessity. What does necessity mean if every expert advising the council says they don't actually need the road? So I have a PowerPoint that I can walk you through, including a short video of that traffic expert, and I will proceed if that's okay.
Go ahead.
So here is a quote from the city's own brief, and you'll see in the last highlighted sentence, well, the whole thing, the city does not dispute that a four-lane roadway is feasible. And then it says, similar to the analysis in CTO, transportation has determined that future redevelopment of the Best Buy property will necessitate a five-lane road. They don't need five lanes until it's redeveloped and our lease runs through 2043. What the redevelopment is a proposal that foundered because of the crash, but is to essentially redevelop not just Best Buy's property, but also the school district's bus parking lot and the mutual materials property at a minimum. And actually, they want to get up there too. And when this development, if this development ever did take place, as a condition of that development, the city can require dedication of the property for a fifth lane and the construction of that lane. This is what it looks like. And in fact, this is kind of a view. The buildings there are where the buses currently park. And by the way, the school district is in the process of a redevelopment of its bus maintenance facility. and the buses need to be proximate to the bus maintenance facility, and it's a 50-year facility. So the bus parking lot is probably not going anywhere either. Here again, this is our landlord actively trying to have the city condemn us so it can break our lease, saying we're proud to provide this letter of partnership with the city to try and do this road. And this is really the difference we're talking about, and it may look minor, but this is actually a multi-million dollar issue. It would be that the difference between the current fifth lane line and the potential fourth lane line. And again, this is a drawing from the city provided to Best Buy to explain the difference. And just to understand the functionality, this is the design in a slightly different location, but the road is essentially four lanes wide from the right side to the middle where the railroad track right-of-way is crossed, and then it widens to five lanes as it heads further towards the left side of the page. And the reason that this works is because the traffic feeding this four-lane section, it's going to be one lane wide running east to west. There's one lane of traffic coming from the north on 120th that will feed that. There's one lane of traffic coming from the south on 120th that will feed that, and because they're controlled by a light, the traffic won't be coming at the same time, so it functions. And I'm going to play this, and I'll get cut off in my 1 minute. Sorry. I will, if I can just, oh boy, it's not working. Shoot. May I have tech support?
Sorry, I'm a judge.
No, I've got somebody here who can make this work
if
you don't mind.
This stuff, Davis. I forgot to ask one. The new design precludes having two lanes going north on 120th. Before you had two lanes going that way and one going south.
The new design would eliminate one of the westbound lanes up to the point just past Best Buy where that second westbound lane would come in. So we would be carrying one westbound lane. The eastbound and eastbound to northbound would remain the same. We'd have two lefts and a right.
So it's the other side that the lane will be robbed from, so to speak.
Yes, sir.
So you're all right.
Okay.
Thank you. How does that narrowing affect the functionality of this new right-of-way?
We are. That is one of the analyses that we have to do. Under the current plan, we are feeding in one southbound lane from 120th. We're feeding in one northbound lane from 120th into one lane. And so, you know, both lanes aren't going to be moving in together. So, you know, just looking at that in you know, just in its raw form, we should be okay. We are looking at an option that would give us that second lane if we needed a drop lane to head into Best Buy. And we could put that lane up on the north side where Nancy's running the arrow currently and have it drop as we get to Best Buy. The pickle point is at Best Buy, you know, to not impact the building and to maximize the parking at Home Depot. You know, that's where we need the, you know, the single lane in the westbound direction. Our initial analysis of the signal and the maximum queue extent as you head down the hill to 116th Avenue shows that we can carry the traffic, you know, that we are anticipating, but we do need to add that second lane, you know, at the point where we are adding it just past Best Buy. But we do need to do more traffic analysis work on that.
Okay. And this is under the heading of Build It Right the first time. Is it from a traffic engineering standpoint only?
Should you use
the
last minute?
I'll use my last
minute. We're going to have more functionality if we have two westbound lanes, wouldn't we? It just seems intuitive.
We have, there's more wiggle room, certainly.
Right.
But we do have the dual left turn pockets, and so we won't have left turn conflict out of that lane.
That's good.
You know, what caused us to take a look at this, though, is really, you know, the impact. You're only feeding in one lane from any direction into that lane. And so do you need this second lane? You know, right now we're looking at it and saying, you know, is likely we don't. We do want to run numbers on it.
So that was the initial testimony. They proved it out. They don't need the fifth lane. They purely don't need the fifth lane. So under this circumstance, can they condemn the fifth lane when they admittedly don't need the fifth lane? Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, Mike Kenyon for the City of Bellevue. Assistant City Attorney Monica Buck and our law clerk and my younger daughter, Alexandra Kenyon, are in court with us this morning, Your Honor. The reduced to basics, Best Buy doesn't like the choice that the City Council made for placing the road, the location of the road. We get that. I've never been involved in a condemnation proceeding where someone wasn't unhappy with the location of the public project that was the subject of a condemnation. We understand that. We know we have to pay just compensation in order to take that property from them and to inconvenience them, and we'll do that, frankly, to the tune of many millions of dollars in this case. But, Your Honor, the law here is so clear that I'm almost hesitating to recite it for you, but I will very briefly. Most recently, the Sound Transit case. And the Supreme Court addressed really this very issue and said, this court has explicitly held already that the mere showing that another location is just as reasonable does not make the selection arbitrary and capricious. We have already ruled that site selection is essentially a legislative question, not judicial. That's the standard. The Tacoma versus Welker case, the Deaconess Hospital case that we cite, go into even greater detail. I mean, Deaconess is one of my favorite quotes of any cases in the Deaconess Hospital case. The kind and type of roadway, the route to be followed, and the design and engineering details are up to the city. A court is not trained or equipped to pick the better route, much less design and engineer the project. And I think you probably agree with that, Your Honor.
Shakespearean.
That's right from the Supreme Court in Deaconess, Your Honor. And Mr. Kesick, Ron Kesick was the gentleman on the videotape, assistant transportation director, good at his job. On the one hand, you'll notice that Best Buy is complaining that the city council did not accept his advice on this four-lane proposal. On the other hand, Best Buy is also complaining in this appeal that the City Council did accept his advice on the five-lane proposal that we're building. So Best Buy's concern is not Mr. Kesick's advice. Best Buy's concern is that the road is going to, the route selected by the City Council is going to impact Best Buy's building to a degree greater than the route that Best Buy would prefer. That, though, Your Honor, is the City Council's province. This really is a fraud case. It goes back to Tacoma versus Welker and others, all of which we've cited. The City Council's decision is deemed conclusive on the courts. That's the Welker language. In the absence of actual fraud or arbitrary and capricious conduct that rises to the level of constructive fraud. It's a fraud case. There's no actual fraud here. Best Buy is not arguing actual fraud. In order to show constructive fraud, there has to be some sinister or evil intent on the part of the city. And this record is absolutely devoid of that. If you look at Nancy Lacombe's declaration, she's the capital projects manager for the city. CP150 is the heart of it. The city council had 30 council meetings on this project. 9 of those council meetings, open to the public, of course, occurred prior to the final site selection. The city staff met 20 times with Best Buy alone on the different alternatives, the various routes, how to accommodate Best Buy's concerns. Again, Ms. Lacombe's declaration. The alternatives analysis that's in your record, CP 241 to 260 specifically talks about this project, goes into great detail about the time and effort that the city spent looking at 9 or 10 separate alternative routes for this road. The council finally selected one, and that's where we're going. Finally, Your Honors, I would just say with due respect to my friends and colleagues at Perkins Coie, this is not a serious appeal. This is an appeal for the purposes of delay. CP 163, CP 170, both letters from Perkins Coie to the City Council, use those words. They're going to cost the city their grant funds, going to further delay these projects. As you may recall, we filed a motion to accelerate review. That motion was granted. We're asking specifically if we can get some type of order on this case by May the 15th. That maximizes the city's ability to preserve those grant funds. Thank you.
Thank you. And that concludes our docket this morning. And the court will be at recess.
All right.